Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and
All right, 10:03 on Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike San Francesa on the Fan will come your way. Dope Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And, bro, I know you're not heartbroken about it, but another Rangers season comes to an end as they were eliminated in Game 6 last night at the Garden, 4-2. By Ottawa, a game where, you know, right from the get-go, Ottawa just kicked their rear end. I mean, to me, that first period was the best hockey I saw Ottawa play in the entire series. They jumped out to the 2-0 lead. They killed that two power plays, a power play early. Then they had that 4-minute penalty where Zuccarello got hit in the face and had a 4-minute double minor. They got nothing out of that. It looked like they were skating figure eights instead of trying to get into the attacking zone and maybe actually get a shot on goal. Craig Anderson made every save he had to make in that first period. And I knew right after that, bro, I know the Rangers came back. They made it 2-1. They made it 3-2. I knew right after that first period that the Rangers were dead. I got to tell you, I knew they were dead.
You know what? I thought they were dead. It was a little bit later, and that was when Carlson scored the goal to make it a 2-goal game.
Yeah, 3-1
again
after Zibanejad.
Yeah, because Zibanejad cuts it. It's a 2-1 game. You still have the rest of the second period, all the third period, and I thought that response by Carlson, who proved out to be the best player in this series.
No question about it. And playing on one leg. No
right,
less.
And there was some doubt on A, if he'd be able to play, and how effective he'd be.
Yep.
Well, those questions were answered.
Yep.
He was the best player in the series.
Agreed.
And I thought that response was an app. And obviously, like you mentioned, not converting on the double minor was also a killer. And the power play, which sometimes you're able to get away with, you're able to survive being awful on the power play, it killed him in Game 6.
Yeah, that power play was a bit. What did they go, 2-for-20 in the series? What did they have, 3 power play goals in the entire playoffs? Is that what it was, 3? I think it was 3.
Something like that. It was awful.
We had 1 in the Montreal series and 2 in this.
Yeah, 2-for-20, I think, in this round.
Right. And what was so bad about it is they're like skating figure eights in their own zone. They can't even get out. They never win the faceoff on these. But if you notice, the Rangers never win the faceoff on a power play. So the puck gets cleared out to the other end. They're always going back to start from behind their own goal line, you know, on these power plays. But let's be honest. Give Ottawa credit.
Sure.
You got to give them credit, but say whatever you want. The Rangers blew this series in games 2 and 5. To me, especially game 5. Game 5.
I think in a way, when you lose to the better team, you're upset, you can survive, you can live with it. When you walk out of it thinking you're the better team, and as just a viewer, they look like the better team
for
a bulk of this series. I mean, going into game 6 last night, the Ottawa Senators had led for a total of like 13 minutes the entire series.
It's absurd.
So, but the problem is,
and never had a 2-goal lead until last night in the first period.
But here's a game 6 at Madison Square Garden. Think about this. The Rangers season is on the line. The Senators, at least in the back of their mind, know, look, if things don't work out tonight, we go back home. We got a game 7 where we've had these miracle comebacks. And yet they came out as the more desperate hockey team.
Definitely.
And it came out
no doubt
like the team with
no,
the backs of the wall.
Agree.
And the Rangers didn't hit that mode until the third period where it looked, you know, when they scored early third period to make it a 1-goal game, they had the Senators on their heels. I mean, the Senators were basically playing prevent defense. But how could a team whose backs were against the wall and another team who had at least that cushion of a game seven, they came out like the desperate team. They were the better team in the first period.
No question about it. They kicked the Rangers' tail in the first period. I completely agree. And I think that was the, as I said, to me, the best period of hockey Ottawa played in the entire series was that period, was the first period last night. The Rangers looked flat a lot in this game. They had a lot of opportunities. You know, the goalie made a lot of big saves in this game, too. I mean, they had a ton. Even late in the game, how about after Kreider makes it 3-2 in the third period? He had another one right on the doorstep that he couldn't put in. It just...
What is the deal with Chris Kreider? Because here's a guy who at times looks unbelievable. At times you watch him like last night, late in the game, he looks like one of the best players on the ice. And then there are times where he just completely disappears and you don't notice him.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. Look, but I want to say this, though, as a Ranger fan. Look, I understand, and really, more and more, this is the Rangers of Henrik Lundqvist of this era are the Knicks of the 90s with Patrick Ewing.
No doubt.
It is exactly the same thing. All these big playoff runs, always a contender, never win. And that's what the Rangers have been. They're the same thing. And I understand they don't have an Erik Karlsson. They don't have that great big, you know, as Steve Valiquette said yesterday, that stud defenseman like Karlsson. They don't have that big center right. They don't have the Sidney Crosby or the Andre Kopitar. They don't have that guy. I get all of that, okay? I get it, okay? But this team, bro, and you know it, they've been good enough for basically the last 10 years or whatever it is. What is it? They're in the playoffs 10 out of the last 11 years. They've been good enough to be a legitimate contender for the Cup. Certainly since 2012, they played in more playoff games than anybody in the league, but they haven't got it done. And to me, there's no excuse. That's what it comes down to.
It's basically become a rinse-repeat scenario with this hockey team.
Yep.
I mean, you know they'll be in the postseason.
Yep.
They'll give you some excitement. We saw it in 2014 when they got to a Stanley Cup final.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, they come up short.
They're going to break your heart.
And I really believe this, as difficult as it is to deal with this morning if you're a Ranger fan. I do have compassion. I may not be a Ranger fan, but I'm a sports fan.
You got compassion.
But here's what I really believe, and I feel this way about my teams. This will be tougher to deal with in 5 years when you're not a playoff team. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, sure.
Like the Knicks.
No, I completely agree.
I think you look back at the Knicks
now.
You're
100% right.
And in a way, we're more frustrated by that team, saying, now I can't make the playoffs. That team didn't even give me that holy grail. And at some point, and I don't know, because look, the Rangers have done a pretty good job retooling. I give them credit. But at some point, Henrik Lundqvist isn't going to be around.
No, no.
And you can't
keep blaming Lundqvist for not winning here. I mean, I know he wasn't as sharp in the Ottawa series as he was against Montreal. I get it, but again, you know, you got a lead in two games with under 2 minutes to go. You're leading by a goal. You lost both of those games. I mean, come on, it's more than Henrik Lundqvist.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
No, it is. And look, the truth is, over this run, making the postseason 11 out of 12 years, which is very impressive since the lockout canceled that season.
Yes.
They've been there mostly because of Henrik Lundqvist.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, you can nitpick some of his performances, no doubt about it, but he has been their most valuable player during this run. And when he's gone, which who knows when that'll be, he's getting older, maybe soon.
Sure.
I don't know what the Rangers are going to look like. All you got to do is look at the Islanders and, to a degree, the Devils. Now, the Devils won their cups, and the Islanders won their cups, but it was a million years ago.
The Islanders, a long time ago now.
A long time ago. But look at what the Islanders have been since basically the Rangers swept them in 94.
Yeah.
Look what they've been.
No, that's true.
They've had a couple of playoff appearances here and there.
One playoff series they've won.
And one playoff win.
Right.
Like, it's a wilderness. So when you have these opportunities like the Rangers have had, you want to cash in, especially against a team like Ottawa, that I think you walk away from feeling you were the better team.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really could not agree with you more. And you know what? Let's be honest, too. You know, 94 Cup, 23 years ago now. You know, pretty soon, in not too many years, you're going to have the Islander fans chanting 1994.
Wow.
That chant's going to be coming down.
The only thing is, they need to win something.
Well, but
something.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
I mean, that chant, you know, it's not like the Rangers have been winning Cups. It's 23 freaking years since they won that Cup.
I understand.
I mean, enough. I mean, give me a break already. You know, it'll last a lifetime. Well, it's a new lifetime now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, come on.
It was a great memory, but after a while, it's like, all right.
It's very frustrating.
If this makes you feel any better, I don't think it does, but I was thinking about this, because I think the Nick Ranger comparison, it's a great one.
There's no question.
The Lundqvist Ewing comparison.
Yep.
I think in a lot of ways, the Knicks are much more frustrating because, A, I think overall their teams were better. And B, they were closer to winning a title. Throughout all of this, the Rangers only made one Stanley Cup final, and they lost the series in five.
Yeah,
I get it. The games were close. I understand that.
The Knicks went to two.
And one of them,
Ewing.
Right, and forget that. You know, the 99, whatever, right? They weren't going to win it.
Right.
But they went to a seventh game in a series. They should have won.
They should have won it, no doubt.
So I think in a way, if it makes you feel any better, I think the Knick run has been more tantalizing than this Ranger run.
Well, I think the other thing that goes with that, too, is I just think it's a lot more, you know, I understand they don't have that big defenseman, and they haven't been, like Valiquette's talking, well, they haven't had these high number one draft choices because they haven't stunk for periods of time.
Right.
Okay, great. Yeah. I get that. But to me, and it's a lot harder to win in the NBA, okay?
Yes.
Than it is to win in the NHL.
Yes. Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think that's another reason why that run is probably more frustrating when you look back on it.
You're probably right. I think that you're dead on about that.
But you know what? You know, I've heard you guys say this about the power play every year. It's the same story.
For 50 years.
I kind of feel like this run has been, in ways, the same story every year.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, I know last year was a little bit different because they never had a shot. They got beat up by a better team in Pittsburgh.
No doubt.
But 2 years ago, they lost the seventh game in the conference finals.
Yeah, at home.
At home. The year before that, they're in the cup final. Yep. The year before that, they're in the second round. Then they had that Devil series.
Yep.
And it just feels like it's rinse-repeat every year with the Rangers.
Yeah.
Every year.
And what do you do now? Do you start to try to, like, look, you know, do you start looking at guys like Dan Girardi and Mark Stahl and Derek Stepan, you know, guys who have been staples of this team throughout this entire run? Do you start to look at these guys now and say, hey, maybe we got to start moving on from these guys?
I think eventually you do,
I mean, I think at some point you got to start looking at that.
Don't you have to move on from a guy like Rick Nash, who I think has one more year left on his contract and has never really lived up to what the expectations were?
You know the problem with Rick Nash? If Rick Nash was not ballyhooed as this big-time goal, like he was like Ovechkin-type guy.
Right.
You know, he's a very good hockey player. He's a very good two-way hockey player. He kills penalties great. He does a lot of things. But he hasn't scored a big goal. And that's really the reason they brought him here in the first place.
That's the problem, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Look, expectations are always a big part of things.
Of course.
I mean, it's always the way it is.
Of course.
I mean, he's 32, 33 years old.
Right, right.
So, and he's making like $8 million a year.
Stupid money against the cap. Look, I don't know where do they go? Look, they got a lot of nice young players on his team. You know, you got the Jasper Foss on his team. You got the Jimmy VCs, guys like that. You got a lot of young guys that you got to like, JT Miller, Kevin Hayes. You know, they got a lot of these kind of guys. You know, they really do. I mean, they look at that and say, yeah, you know, maybe they got something with these younger players. I understand that. But at some point, you got to move on from that, bro. And I think that a lot of these guys, like I said, Girardi, Stahl, Stepan, you want to throw Kreider in there. He's been here for all this stuff since 2012. You want to even throw him in there too? I mean, at some point, the core of this team, they haven't gotten it done. That's what it comes down to.
We'll get your reaction to it, 877-337-6666. Plus, Matt Harvey's mea culpa yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We'll discuss that coming up.
Woman involved. What a shock.
That's a stunning turn of events.
Oh, my God. Come on, Matt. You lose her out to Julian Edelman.
Re-lost to Matt.
No wonder you're so upset.
Yeah, but you re-lost her.
Are you kidding me?
Just remember, Joe, Edelman was with her first.
Oh, my God.
Just remember that.
Matt, you got to be crying. How do you lose it to Edelman? Oh, my God.
Well, you're not making Matt feel any better today, Joe.
That's what I'm trying not to do.
No, I know. You know? I know.
You lose her to Edelman? Come on!
You know what he's got to do, Joe? He's got to take it out. He's got to take it out on the Milwaukee Brewers Friday night. All right? Every batter. You know Eric Thames? Eric Thames? Yeah, he's laughing at you, Matt. He's laughing.
Eric Thames, the big home run.
Oh, yeah. He's laughing at you. Yeah. Ryan Braun, what a jerk. He's laughing at you, too.
Yeah.
So you know what you got to do?
You know what? Right now. In Milwaukee, it's a good thing they're not like playing in Philly or something.
It'd be worse.
Oh, they'd be chanting Adriana Lima.
Oh, of course.
Adriana Lima, she dumped you.
She dumped you. That would be
Edelman.
A chant.
For Edelman. It wasn't she dumped him for Tom Brady.
Yeah, but you know.
Edelman.
What's worse than that? I can't believe you're taking joy in this. You're a bad guy.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, but did you hear how he found out? He wasn't even told.
I know.
According to Page Six, he saw pictures of them, and then, to top it all off, Adriana unfollows him on Instagram.
Matt, you keep pitching like this, don't worry. You'll have another supermodel. You'll be good to go. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.